So, you're in the polling booth this Thursday, and what's this on the ballot paper? A second question. As one of the 12 largest cities outside the capital, Sheffield will be taking to the polls this week, not only to elect its local councillors, but to decide how its council will be run. It's after Parliament decided we should have a Magal or referendum. If it's a yes vote, this would change Sheffield from its current position, where the council is led by an elected councillor voted for by the other councillors, to one where the public votes for a mayor to lead the council. But why is this such a big deal?
This is a vote about the future of the city, its status in the UK, its status internationally, and strengthening and accountability, and so we've got some control as the electorate.
That's Kevin Marr, who's heading the Sheffield for Mayor campaign. A debate last night looked at what having an elected mayor would mean for Sheffield, and how many people agree with him so far.
Let's have a show of hands for people who are in favour of an elected mayor.
I think elected, if everyone then has their input and gets a vote for someone, then that's quite good and they feel like they have their people have their say a bit.
And those against?
I don't like the idea. I think it takes power away from the people and moves it further up the chain towards central government.
I just don't see it as a benefit to Sheffield whether we have a mayor or council.
You've got a job to do.
I think people sense that the way of doing things that we've got at the moment has passed its sell-by date. It's had it. We need new leadership, new vision, a new way of doing things, a new way of involving people, involving communities, and a new way of advocating on behalf of the city. An elected mayor has the opportunity to lead a city. The power is infinite, not only because of the formal powers that they've got, but the informal powers, which are probably even as important as the formal powers. So in terms of the mandate a mayor has and a council leader, there's no comparison.
Mr. Marr believes Sheffield would have a champion in the form of an elected mayor if the referendum's a success. But unsurprisingly, Councillor Jack Scott, who's an adviser to the present council leader, disagrees.
It's clear from the vote that there was at the end that there's probably about two-thirds or three-quarters of people who don't want a mayor in Sheffield. We think an elected mayor could cost an extra £1 million over the 4 years of that term. That's an awful lot of money at a time when there are very significant cuts to local government. If you get a great mayor, you can do all the things you do with a leader, but if you get a bad mayor, you can have an absolute disaster.
Results won't be announced until Friday morning, but what's clear so far is that the public's decision could have a big impact upon the future of Sheffield's council.